morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. For those who found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we are located at 4071 Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to come visit, join us on any Sunday at 10:30. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for the opening of our worship this morning is Psalm 80, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. The title of this psalm is The Tragedy of the Forsaken Vine. Give ear, O Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your might and come to save us. You brought a vine out of Egypt, and you drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it. It took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. It sent out its branches to the sea and its shoots to the river. Why then have you broken down its walls so that all who pass along the way could pluck its fruit? The boar of the forest ravages it, and all that move in the field feed on it. Turn again, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see. Have regard for this vine, the stock that your right hand planted. They have burned it with fire. They have cut it down. May they perish at the rebuke of your countenance. But let your hand be upon the one at your right hand, the one you made strong for yourself. Then we will never turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call on your name. Restore us, O Lord, God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord, King of the universe. Blessed are you, O Lord, Creator. Blessed are you, O Lord, who gave us your Son Jesus, who died for our sins. And blessed are you, O Lord, who gave us life and breath this morning. Blessed are you, O Lord, for your mighty love and for your mercy that you've shown us even to this point that you allowed us to be here. And blessed are you, Lord, who will go with us on this journey, who has promised to be with us, who's promised to help us. Blessed are you, O Lord. We thank you so much for your love and your kindness. Help us, Lord. Empower us to worship you today the right way. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you please stand for opening hymn, Lift High the Cross.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
I have two very important announcements here. On August 20th at Landa Park in New Braunfels, Pastor Rick and the Born Again Ministries are hosting an afternoon of music, testimony, fellowship, and food from 12 noon to 6:30 p.m. Our Alamo family is invited to this Jesus Fest. And if you want, there's some flyers up in front. You can get your information from there. Then the second announcement that I have is, Alamo family, there is a great need to replace our worn, dirty, outdated lobby chairs with more contemporary chairs that are easily maintained for cleanliness. Provide options for different seating arrangements and allow more floor space for gathering. Please join the campaign to raise money for 6 new chairs. We will have a chair bucket, that green bucket over there, available weekly, but checks can also be turned into the offering plates designated chairs. More information is on the easel in the lobby. Yes. Yes. What about it?
I have something. Through the generosity of people, we currently have enough to purchase 2 chairs. So we're a third of the way there. So do continue to give generously to this campaign so that we can get our new chairs as quickly as possible.
Amen. Okay. And then announcements for the rest of the week. On Tuesday at 10 a.m., the Women's Bible Study will meet in Building B. And then at 11, the Reunion Group will be meeting in Building B. Then at 7:45 p.m., the choir will have practice. And then on Wednesday, the 17th, at 7 p.m., the Oasis will be meeting in the church lobby. If you haven't been able to attend, you can still go into the church website and you can listen in on what you're missing. They're very informative. They're concentrating on the Hebrews book. And then for Saturday at 9 a.m., the Romeos and the Juliets will be having breakfast at Sophia's. And then our birthdays, Christopher Peck is on the 17th, Devin Neal on the 17th, Susan Fowler on the 19th, Tyler Dixon on the 19th, Ruth Mendez on the 20th, and then Janice Walker,
wow,
also on the 20th. So let us sing happy... Yes, Cheryl? Okay, there's some books out here in the chairs that can you please sign your name and any information that we might be requesting on there, just for the church to follow up. And then Tom, you want to lead the church in singing happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Next time I'll do it.
I have a quick announcement. We have been praying for Esther Wood and her recovery from her surgery. And this coming Thursday, she has a need for transportation to an appointment that she doesn't yet have transport for. And the appointment is only a half hour long, but it is over just north of 410 on Callahan. And I personally have 6 hours of vacation leave time that I can take on that day, but I thought if there's someone who is not occupied in a full-time job and would like an opportunity to serve in this way and transport Port Esther, please let me know, and I will give you more details about that. She lives in the neighborhood right behind HEB over here. So that's where she is, and Callahan and 410 is where she needs to go. Probably a half hour there, a half hour for the appointment, and a half hour back. That's the time frame. So let me know if that's something that you are able to help with. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody else have any announcements?
I got it. Right. Just a quick announcement. I had a chance to follow up on a program that Pastor George had started, and it was the church was helping Candlewood Elementary with some of their issues. I had a chance to speak to one of the counselors over the week, and they desperately need our help. We have some cards that we're going to deliver to them, but the counselor says there are families there that don't know where they're going to be able to get school supplies and other things. So I just want to encourage you and to thank you for being so generous and helping them. And we have about 4 or 5 cards that we're going to deliver to them, hopefully Monday. And just keep in mind that they are asking for our help again.
Amen. Anybody else? Thank you.
Good morning, Alamo.
Good morning.
Please pray with me. Loving Father, thank you that I am united with Christ in the likeness, of his death, and that his life has become my life through time and into eternity. Thank you for directing my life every step of the way as I follow you. Guide me today and direct my heart and mind into the love of Christ and draw me into a closer intimacy with yourself. I trust you to do all things well, and I praise you for your goodness and grace. In the name of Jesus, amen.
As we prepare to receive our tithes and our offerings, let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence and into your house, realizing that we are so dependent on you, but yet we fail to recognize that you are the source, that we take you for granted and take all of the bounty that you've given to each of us. We ask, Lord, now as we return but a small portion, that you use our tithes and our offerings for your glory here on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Today's scripture reading is from Romans 6, 1 through 14. Dead to sin, alive in Christ. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism to death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him, for we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive in God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as though who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. May be seated.
The marketplace is empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builders' tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labors. In the courtroom, no debate. Work on earth is all suspended as the king comes through the gate. Happy faces.
Just heard. Morning, Church.
Good morning.
Heavenly Father, please open my understanding more and more to the wonderful truths that are contained in this astonishing verse of Scripture. Thank you that my old sin nature was crucified with Christ. Thank you that because Christ is my representative, my old Adamic self was crucified with him so that I no longer need to be a slave to sin, but am set free to live holy as unto the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Please stand and join me in our affirmation of faith, number 888 in the hymnal from 1 Corinthians. This is the good news which we have received, in which we stand, and by which we are saved. Christ died for our sins, was buried, was raised on the third day, and appeared first to the women, then to Peter and the 12, and then to many faithful witnesses. We believe Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one of God, the firstborn of all creation, the firstborn from the dead, in whom all things hold together, in whom the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Christ is the head of the body, the church, and by the blood of the cross reconciles all things to God. Amen. Please be seated.
Thank you, Tom. We certainly enjoyed that wonderful hymn. Amen. That was awesome. Tom is quite the minister. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Tom. God bless you. Amen. I tell you, one of the things that me and my wife, we just look forward so much to seeing, and we just can't wait to see that little big head great grandbaby of ours. And we just look forward to seeing him and to hold him and just love on him. But I gotta say this, there's one other love that's even greater than that. And that is waiting to see the King. Amen? Amen? Because you know what? He's coming back. He is on his way back. And I wonder this morning, are you ready to see him? Amen. God bless you this morning. Our title this morning for our sermon this morning is The Pursuit of Righteousness. And it comes from Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 14. And we talked about, this is the third week of a 5-week series on the book of Romans. And the book of Romans, if you've read it, it talks about the power of the gospel to be able to save those who are lost in sin. So far, we talked a lot about sin, we talked a lot about Jesus, and we talked about the power of the gospel. But as you know, God has saved us from sin and death through the sacrifice of his son Jesus. But this is good. I want you to understand this morning. He didn't just save you to sit in your chair and look good and look pretty and be all that. He saved you for a reason. He didn't want you to just sit at home and watch TV to wait for his return. No. He wants you to be doing something. He wants you to be pursuing righteousness. And our title this morning is The Pursuit of Righteousness. It says, we are saved from sin to a life of freedom in the pursuit of righteousness. We have freedom to walk away from the old ways of life and enter into the new life of Christ. We have freedom to pursue the kingdom of God and free to live a righteous life. Now, I have a friend, and he tells me, when we were custodians together, he says, Ted, I love the Lord, but I just can't quit sinning. I keep sinning, getting saved and I keep getting sinning. What's wrong? And I had to tell him, I said, well, maybe you really haven't met the Lord like you should. Maybe you just think you're saved. But anyway, I want to go on and say this. In the book of Romans, in this particular chapter, there is a lot to unpack. But I want us to focus on the image Paul paints about how we relate to Christ. And then I want to give you some guidance, some biblical guidance, when it comes to living a righteous life. It says the Bible makes it very, very clear that God loves us enough to send his son, Jesus Christ, to earth to be, and not just send him here, but he was on our level. He got tired. He got angry. He experienced the same temptations that we do, but yet he did not sin. And he ultimately had to sacrifice himself for our sins. And because of this sacrifice, Paul says we are united with Christ in his death. But I ask this morning, what does it mean to be united with Christ in his death? We only have to look at verse 2 to get an understanding of what this means. He says, we are those who have died to sin. So how can we live it in any longer? If you are a child of God, how in the world can you continue in sin? It's just not possible. How can you do that? I'm not saying that we're perfect, because we're not. But when we give our life to Christ, there should be a change. There should be, sorry, I got to quit hitting that microphone. There should be a change in our life that we don't want to do the old things that we used to do. I once heard a gospel singer, Shirley Caesar, say this in one of her songs. She says, I don't see how in the world a person can have an experience with Jesus Christ and be the same person. There's no way you can do that. You will become a changed person. So what does this mean? So we don't want to live a life of sin, but so many of us have spent years and years of walking in darkness, myself included. It seems like when I was younger, my young days, I always wanted to go down the wrong road. I always wanted to take the turn that the Lord didn't want me to turn. But when I would go on deployments in the Navy, I would always want to go the wrong way. But thanks be to God, he would always show me a way out and how to stay away from the things that would cause problems in my life. So Paul is making the point that when we repent of our old life, we turned our back on sin and death. Isn't that awesome? When you have the new life, you turn your back on sin and death. And for those in some of us in the room today who have turned from sin, you already know that you can no longer live in it. You already know that. You know, Tess's dad was a hog farmer, and he had a lot of hogs. And one of those things those hogs love to do is wallow around in the dirt, in the mud. They just love that, you know. So I sometimes compare that to when a Christian falls into sin. Oh, you may fall in the mire, but you won't be able to stay there. Amen? God won't let you do it. Well, you may do wrong, but there will be something in your heart and in your mind and in your head that says, look, you need to stop doing what you're doing. There's a price you have to pay for that. So we have to be to make sure that we recognize those things and stay away from sin, you know. In Romans 6:23, Paul says the wages of sin is death. Oh my goodness, if you want to do sin, what you're gonna get paid is death. So says the scripture. A life of sin is no way to live. In fact, the only payment that you'll get for sin, it's death. You could work your entire life living in sin, and the only thing you got to look forward to is death. But here is the good news, dear ones. This is where Jesus comes in. Because of his sacramental death, the curse of sin has been broken. And this is what Paul says in scriptures again. All of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus was baptized into his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. You see, dear ones, you have the freedom to live this life. You don't have to be a slave to sin. You don't have to do the things that you think that you want to do. Some folks say, well, I can't stop doing this. Yeah, yes, you can. The problem is we don't want to stop doing it. I've learned in my life we can do anything we want to. Anything we want to. And so Paul needs us to understand from all of this that because we are united with Christ, we are dead to sin, which, and this is important, which means we are no longer slaves to sin. You know, now this is a concept or a principle that we need to grasp. You don't have to, because you have Christ in you and you are dead to sin. You have been raised to life. The Bible says our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ. Therefore, our old sins are meant to stay on the cross. When you come to the altar, when you give it to the Lord, you leave it there. Don't take it back. So many of us, we say things and then we turn right around and we do just the opposite. Give it to the Lord, but you leave it on the cross. You leave it there. Don't run back and try to take it down. You know, and it says we convince ourselves that we can have an abundant life while we can include these little temporary side junctions in the sin. You know, and Proverbs 26:11 tells us this, and this is a pretty tough proverb. As a dog returns to his vomit, so fools repeat their folly. Remember that verse, Proverbs 26:11. I believe that God desires to show us the best way to have life, and he sent Christ to be the model for us. The way we live into righteousness life is by seeking to learn from Jesus Christ. If you want to walk with Christ, then you need to learn to seek him. Amen. You need to learn to look after the things that he wants us to look after. You know, none of us are perfect. God shows us how to live a righteous life. Ultimately, it comes down to a constant day-by-day choice. Will I continue to perceive the things of this world, or will I continue, or will I pursue the things of God? You see, it's all about choices in this life. And will I continue to go back to the old life of sin, or will I embrace this new life that I have in Christ? You that have been born again, you have a new life in Christ. You don't have to go back to that old mess. Matthew 6:33 says it all. And this is what Jesus told his disciples. He said, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Oh my goodness. This is what we ought to do. When you are faced with a choice, the Bible tells us that we need to seek him first. Jesus invites us to seek. To seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And because he knows when we do, we will find the best life we could ever have. But there's one question. I'm sure it's in my mind and it may be in yours. Even if we make these decisions to chase after the things of God, what does righteous living look like? How do I live this righteous life that Paul talks about? And Paul makes it very clear that a good starting place is to look at me. Look at yourself. One of the songs that I really liked that Michael Jackson sang a long time ago, it was A Man in a Mirror. And that song really, and I know it's a secular song, but that song had a real meaning to it. Amen? Because we have to start looking at us first. I had to realize something in my Christian life. I can't help anybody if I'm doing wrong. How can I tell you to do right if I'm living in sin? Amen? And that goes for all of us. We have to be doing the right thing and make the right decision. He says we can start at our old self to remember where we came from. You remember when you were lost in sin? Remember how Jesus picked you up and put you on the right path? Remember how you cried out to him and said, Lord, help me, help me. I can't stand this anymore. Start there and remember where we came from. But also remember this, you are no longer this person. And if we have been raised with life, with Christ, the old in us is meant to be gone. 2 Corinthians tells us this, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, we are a new creation. And we've come, the old is gone, and the new is here. So we are a new creation. And though we might be tempted to go back, living a righteous life requires us to leave all that mess, that past, in the past. And as we go forward, I believe the key principle to constantly cling to is this. You have a helpmate, dear ones. You have someone that you don't have to walk this journey alone. How do we live this righteous life? It has to be lived under the power of the Holy Spirit. In other words, it has to be done under the guidance and the power of the Holy Spirit, because we are not able to do it ourselves. So that's why Jesus told his disciples, he said, look, I got to go away, because if I don't, I won't be able to send you the helper. And the helper is the blessed Holy Spirit. So we are this new creation. And as we walk with God, the Holy Spirit provides us with direction, encouragement for each step, if we will allow him to do it. In Galatians 5:22-25 says this, but the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And it says, now those who belong to Christ Jesus, you see, you crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. So as you're walking with the Lord, and as we walk with the Holy Spirit, these are the fruits that you will be able to produce. And we are set free to do this because of what Christ has done for us. We aren't expected to walk in a new life alone. In fact, God knew we couldn't do it alone. He sent the helper. Oh, I tell you, folks, you're going to have to move from darkness to light. You're going to have to move from sin to righteousness. You're going to have to move from death to life. And this has to be done under the power of the Holy Spirit. And as I close this morning, I want you to know this and remember this. This pursuit of righteous living is not a sprint. Not a sprint. It's a marathon. I tell you, it takes time for the Lord to deal with me. I don't know about you. It takes a lot of time to deal with me. And the Lord is very patient with me, as he will be patient with you. It takes time to get rid of all that old way of thinking, but the Holy Spirit will do it if you let him. But ultimately, the Holy Spirit is our guide and our power. And this power is stronger than any energy drink or any type of motivational speech you could have. And how do you get this power? Oh, my friend, you're going to have to pray. You're going to have to pray for it. You're going to have to ask the Lord to fill you. So this morning, pursue righteousness. Put the old behind you. Step forward. Take Christ by the hand. Let him lead you and pursue righteousness on this journey. And remember, on this journey, you cannot walk it alone. You must walk it with Jesus. God bless you this morning. We give thanks to you, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your precious word that teaches us, Lord, how we can live this righteous life. Put these words in our hearts and our minds, and may we never forget them. And may we live by them, Lord. And when the enemy comes to steal them away, Lord, hide them deep in our hearts so that he won't find them. Help us, Lord, to be the servants you want us to be. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I talked this morning a lot about the pursuit of righteousness. And I talked about how that if you're a child of God, how the Holy Spirit can lead you. But I must tell you this, if you're out of the ark of safety, There may be one that may not know the Lord. All this may be just strange, just babbling, you know, that I'm telling you. But I want to tell you this. If you don't know him, the invitation is here right now to where you can know him. The Lord Jesus tells us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. If you will come to him, he'll show you the way, and he'll provide you the way that you need to go. So the altar is open to anyone this morning that may be, and they don't say this term anymore, this is an old term long ago, may have backslidden. You may have backslidden. Maybe you're out of the ark. Maybe you're walking a different direction. I pray this morning that the Lord is calling you back. And if you don't know him, the altar is open for anyone who wishes to come. We'll pray with you. We'll cry with you. We'll do whatever it takes you want us to do. But we want you to leave here better than you came in. Amen? The invitation is there. The altar is open for all who wishes to come. Would you please stand with us, please? You to know this. I'm just the messenger. I have no power. The power is in God's word. You heard God's word this morning. Amen?
Amen.
God's word went out. So, it's on you now. Amen?
Amen.
We have no excuse. We have no excuse. And I want you to know this. Jesus loves you very much. You say, well, how do I know that? Because you're sitting here and you're breathing. Amen?
Amen.
There are so many of us. Some didn't wake up this morning. Some went to go meet the Lord, even right now. But what I'm telling you is this. I'm just praying that if there's something on your heart and your mind that you need to do, that God will not turn you loose till you do it. Amen?
Amen.
And when he gets a hold of you, God bless you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Continued prayers of uplifting for all of our homebound, Elizabeth Grazulis, Hector Martinez, Elaine Fader, Esther Berryman, and Jim and Linda McMillan. And Pastor Frank and I went and saw Jim last week, and it was wonderful to see him, but him and Linda do need our prayers, so continued prayers for them. Continued prayers for all of our people around the world, the people of Ukraine, here right here in the U.S. All of God's children need our prayers. Continued prayers for Sandy Bundick's grandson, Patrick, her great-granddaughter, Madison, and friend Nikita Thomas, and also Andra's granddaughter, a newborn, actually, got 2 weeks old, right? Dixie, well, hey, you've got a new one, and
amen.
And born healthy, and that's all that matters, Andra. Dixie Souter's sister, Leona. Gerda Hader's sister in Germany. Virginia Molinoff's granddaughter. And for Virginia this morning. For her daughter, Casey, and family. Continued prayers of uplifting and for Marilyn Davenport and her family. Tessie Robinson, her family, and for her brother Johnny Thompson. For Selma Sheck's daughter Pam, all of the Sheck family, and for her sister Sherry, continued prayers of uplifting and embrace her for healing for Sherry. And also for Barbara Whitney. She's in the hospital, so continued prayers of healing and God wrapping his healing arms around her. For Connie Jackson told me this morning, she's asking prayers for her sister. I believe she had a stroke, and Connie was going to the hospital to be with her, so for the Jackson family. For continued prayers for the Chambers family and for safe travels for Bonnie and her daughter Allison. For Homer Vargas and Janice Walker and James Murphy.
Amen.
For Lance Shaw, continued prayers of uplifting and support for Norma and the Glenn family. For Elaine and Jean Bixler, and Elaine is doing wonderful in her recovery, so she's here, so hallelujah. For Kathy Bedell, for Donna Walker and her family, and two people who I admire and joy to see them here are Ruth and Rudy Mendez. And
amen.
Happy early birthday, Ruth. You and Janice can share this Saturday of celebration. And two of my all-time are Ken and Elvira. And Jessica, I told her last week I was going to, because she's going to be leaving, going to the Dust Bowl of West Texas, but to the great University of Texas Tech. So safe travels and safe second year at Texas Tech, Jessica.
Amen.
Three?
Amen.
Oh, not three. Is it three already? Wow.
All right.
Well, either way, have a safe and wonderful year, Jessica. Just go about 30 miles on west up to Amarillo and visit all of my family up there. We have a prayer request from Mary Lou Stout and Patricia Hollins. Prayers for our dear friend Gene Allred, who is starting radiation treatment for the next 6 weeks, along with prayers of uplifting and support to his wife, Brenda, who will be by his side. Lord, hear our prayers. Thanks be to God, to Alamo, our congregation, and everyone. And one more, I got a message, and I'm going to go check, see what kind of damage he did, and I'm going to ask Frank if he'll go over there with me. But Dad backed into his garage door this morning. So one reason him and Gracie aren't here, but I'm going to go see what kind of damage and the fact that he can't, He can't walk anymore. Needs some help. So.
Amen.
But blessings to him. Blessings for all of us to have a safe and joyous week.
Amen. Amen. Would you stand with me, please? School is getting ready to start. Amen. Hey, guess what? I don't have... No, never mind. We won't go there. Amen. Just want to say a prayer and to recognize all the teachers. Who's teaching in here? I don't want... Who else? All right. Okay. We got some students. There's a student there. And a student there. We want a special prayer for the teachers and the students. Would you mind coming up to the front, please? I don't want to embarrass you too much, please. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. 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 Let's all pray together. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, for these teachers, for these students. Oh Lord, we pray that even right now that you would crown their head with knowledge and wisdom. Give them love and compassion to deal with their students and deal with the other staff. Lord, give them the ability to discern, to do the right thing, to help those students, to show them the right way, and help the students to learn, Lord, to put forth their best efforts so that they may learn and be productive citizens in this society. And Lord, we thank you for them. We thank you that each one of these are in Christ. And they are in a unique position, Lord. They represent you. Help them to do that, Lord. We thank you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you all so very much. Amen. Now, I want to say this, and I promise I'm going to go to my seat and let you go home. My pastor used to always tell me this, and he kept us another hour. But anyway, no, I won't. I promise I won't. I just want to emphasize this morning that when you seek after righteousness, don't forget Matthew 6:33. Don't forget that, all right? Seek ye first his kingdom. If you don't know what to do, look at that verse and seek his kingdom, all right? Amen. God bless you this morning. Gene?
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we go from here today, we need to remember those less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for those who were mentioned earlier who are homebound or ailing in any way. And I would ask that we continue especially praying for Linda McMillan. She's gone through a lot, and anyway, she needs our help. Only the Lord can be the great help. Be friendly and be safe, and join us here again next Sunday as we gather to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Please remain standing for a closing hymn, I Surrender All. word of Christ to a hurting world.